Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The IRS will conduct a public auction that will take place Thursday, July 13th at 11:30 a.m., selling real estate in Sterling. KSRM's Nick Sorrell files this report.
The place of sale is the Kenai Courthouse located at 125 Trading Bay Road. The item for sale is 7.13 acres of land located at 34255 Sterling Highway, Sterling, Alaska, 99669. The account number is 06353001. The minimum bid starts at $18,900. Viewing the property is drive-by only. Before being permitted to bid at the sale, bidders shall display to the IRS a certified check or cashier's check of at least 10% of the amount of the bid payable to the United States District Court for the District of Alaska. The successful bidder shall tender the balance of the purchase price at the Office of the Internal Revenue Service within 60 days after the date the bid is accepted. Bidders have the option to participate in person at the live auction or by mailing in a bid on or before July 7, 2023. All items listed above are offered for sale as is and where is, and without recourse against the United States. The government reserves the right to reject any and all bids and to withdraw the property from the sale. For more information about the sale, visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
A fire broke out at a fuel dock in the South Central Alaska community of Whittier on Tuesday, injuring two people and sinking a boat. Fletcher Morrison, a fisherman who docks his boat at the Whittier Harbor, was in the area when the fire broke out about shortly before noon, the Anchorage Daily News reported. Morrison described hearing a bang and seeing a boat fueling up at the dock go up in flames. The boat sank, he said. Emergency teams from Whittier and the Girdwood area responded. A dispatcher for Whittier Police and Emergency Services confirmed to the newspaper. Girdwood Fire Chief Michelle Weston said the medical personnel evaluated two people who were taken by medical evacuation service. Weston said Tuesday afternoon the fire was under control. According to the city of Whittier, Shoreside Petroleum has reopened the fueling station's topside in the harbor loop. This does mean you'll have to trailer your boat, drive over to get fuel, and relaunch, but fuel is once again available. The fuel dock, however, is closed until further notice. Two people were killed and three others seriously injured when a small plane crashed shortly after taking off from a rural Alaska community over the weekend, officials said. KSRM's Nick Sorrell files this report.
Five people were on board the plane operated by Vertigo Air Taxi when it went down Sunday afternoon about 3 miles north of Old Harbor, according to the U.S. Coast Guard. Old Harbor is on the southeast coast of Kodiak Island, about 70 miles southwest of the city of Kodiak. The plane took off from Old Harbor and was bound for Kodiak when it crashed in hilly terrain, said Clint Johnson, chief of the National Transportation Safety Board's Alaska region. The agency is investigating the crash, and a National Transportation Safety Board representative arrived in Kodiak on Monday. The names of those on board were not immediately released. Two of the people had serious injuries, and the third was in critical condition, Johnson said. Vertigo Air Taxi on its website says it provides an air taxi service to anywhere in Alaska and wilderness adventures in Kodiak and the surrounding areas. In a statement, the company said the flight Sunday was a charter. We are heartbroken and devastated. We are working closely with the NTSB and other agencies. We ask for prayers and thoughts for all families involved as we navigate this tragedy, the statement released Monday said. For more on this, visit radiokenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
On Alaska is keeping an eye on a new invasive species. The city will start monitoring European green crabs, which were first spotted July of last year. Biologists say they could destroy habitats and outcompete native species. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game will start deploying traps later this summer. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.